This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Head up to the website, right? Come on, this is easy stuff. I do this every single night with you. Head up to the website. Okay, I'll wait. Get over there. If you're driving, don't go there. And, you know, sign up for the weekly news blast. I do it once a week. I don't do it every day. Right? You can sign up for the text messaging. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I mean, a lot going on there. A lot I want you to get involved with. And it's a way to get informed and know what's going on. And having a clue. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you spend and the time that you're conversing with me, working through it with me. All right, let's get to it. A lot of I won't say fun, but definitely a lot of interesting stories out there that, you know, we don't always take seriously, or we don't always think it's a big deal. But they are. They're all a big deal in my mind. Because you really, seriously, if you don't know, and what I mean by that is, and I mean it's for real, if you really don't know what's going on around you, if you don't have a clue as to what's happening around you, don't you think that's a problem at all? Anybody? Right? I mean, because if you're not getting, and you have to check facts, people are bad about facts. I'm sorry. It's just the truth of the matter. So, and if you're not checking the facts, if you really don't know what's going on, then you're kind of doing what they do. And you know what I mean by that. We constantly complain that they don't have facts and they throw stuff out there and they don't. Do you vet the stuff that you throw out there? Are you absolutely sure that what you're throwing out there is truth? I'm just asking. Because some people don't. They don't check it. They don't check what they're doing. They don't check the information. So, you know, just don't do it. I know. I'm not rambling on. I'm telling you the truth. What I really want is that when we tell people, when we do stuff with people, we're not just spewing the great lines that everybody's using. That we actually have real information. We're stepping out on real facts. That's all I mean by that. Everybody was freaking out, I'll say, over the weekend. It's all amazing to me. I have no other way to say it, but it's all amazing to me. Everybody was freaking out over the weekend. And the big reason, you ready for this one? The big reason they were freaking out over the weekend was because apparently the United States hit 5 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. My God, this is getting worse. Where's the president? Why doesn't he fix? Well, what a short memory these people have, don't you think? Hey, remember how many cases of the H1N1 virus that President Oblamo lorded over? Anybody? Come on. You're smarter than that. Yeah. Almost 61 million. Hello. 61 million. Not five. Anybody freak out at the 61 million? Anybody? No, because the panic level was like zero. right? There was any big uproar because you couldn't say anything. If you said anything at all, then what ended up happening, right? You were racist. Right? You couldn't, don't you find it asinine? If he had got up drunk in Obama in the middle of the night and hit the button to nuke Russia and you said anything about it, you would have been a racist. It just never stops. That's what makes them unbelievable. There is no give. Absolutely no give from them. Michelle Obama says she's suffering from low-grade depression. Now she knows how we felt while her husband was in office. But anyway, former First Lady Michelle Obama says she's suffering from a low-grade depression. The reasons? The pandemic, race relations in the U.S., and the political strife surrounding it all. Well, yeah, she does. So apparently she didn't remember the H1N1. Just, I'm telling you, they have selective recall. And then she doesn't remember all the polls that showed that race relations were worse under President Obama than it was under any other president before him. Right? Think about that. I'm waking up in the middle of the night because I'm worried about something or there's a heaviness on me. Now, I'm not making fun. She's clinically depressed. I'm not making fun of that part of it. But what I am making fun of is the hypocrisy behind she's depressed because of race relations, but she didn't care about him when her husband was president. And she's worried about the pandemic and the way that Trump is handling it. She didn't care about the 60 million that were affected or 61 million that were affected under President Oblamo. No, that's because that was her husband. Right? That's what Obama said in her The Michelle Obama podcast on Wednesday. I'm trying to make sure I get a workout, although there's been periods throughout the quarantine where I just have felt too... You have a $14 million home. That's a beautiful view of Nantucket. You can hide from him or anybody else you want to in a $14 million home. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here. Census Bureau survey found that 1 in 3 Americans are reporting symptoms of depression or anxiety, more than 3 times the rate from a similar survey conducted in the first half of 2019. No kidding! God, these people are dishonest on so many levels. We'll be back in a minute. Show with senior host, don't go far. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
And I know some of you saw that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I'll get to the phones in a second. Joe, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, being involved, being engaged. So for clarity here, because I know somebody's going to rip me a new one or send me an email on it, I'm not making fun of somebody who's depressed. That's not my point. But I find it interesting that she's been triggered and or we're talking about Michelle Obama and her comment on CNN that she has low-grade depression. I've talked to two clinicians about this, and they said there's no such thing as low-grade depression. So I don't know. Maybe she's a doctor. I don't even know where she gets this. But the things that she's depressed about, the pandemic, all the people that are dying, and the fact that the president's not doing anything about it. Well, didn't her husband preside over the N1H1 virus? Weren't 60 million people affected by this? We shut nothing down, but just saying. Right? And then she talks about a report from the Census Bureau. This is the one I said to you. They're just as honest at every corner. That one in three Americans are reporting symptoms of depression. This is because of President Trump, I'm sure. Well, here's the problem. The survey was conducted the first half of 2019, right? And first half of 2019. What'd you think about that? All right. That's what they're saying it's up from. Well, in the first half of 2019, everybody was working. We had a very low unemployment rate. Right? People were putting food on the table. They weren't worried about their jobs. They were buying bigger houses and spending money in department stores. Now they're stuck at home with the spouse that they only saw 4 hours a day, with the kids they only had to put up with 6 hours a day. Now they're home 24/7 with these people. They don't know what to do with them. They didn't realize how much they didn't like them. Come on, just be honest about it. You know, and on top of that, look at the stretch of how long it's been since you've seen loved ones. People have died. You couldn't go to the funeral. Couldn't go visit them in the hospital. Now, in her podcast, Obama also discussed racial reckoning in America following the death of George Floyd, totally ignoring the video that we actually saw. She explained that it is exhausting to be waking up to yet another story of a black man or a black person somehow being dehumanized or hurt or killed or falsely accused. Now, you know, I'm sorry, some of you are going to get mad, I don't really care, but the FBI, CDC, these numbers don't pan out. The numbers that these people are throwing about, don't use theirs. Use the numbers from the federal government. She also discussed her frustration with people who refuse to wear masks. They're almost like there's a limit to our sacrifice, and it's about a month, and then we just got tired of the virus. Well, the problem is nobody believes it. I want you to think about something. I'm not a scientist, and I've been looking at a lot of and reading a lot of shorter stories and looking at a lot of this stuff. You see the masks that they wear actually inside the labs where this stuff is running around, so to speak. And then you see the biohazard masks that men wear, women wear, when they're cleaning up a biohazard on the freeway. And then they try to tell us that this cloth mask over your face will save everything, will save the world. How stupid do they actually think we are? I know there's a lot of them out there, but how stupid do they actually think we are? Obama emphasized that while we've been through tough times in the nation before, we are in a unique moment in history. Right? We are living through something that no one in our lifetime has lived through. Really? Okay. I mean, she has forgotten about N1H1. She has forgotten about the Hong Kong flu in the late 60s, early 70s. Right? I mean, we can go over and over and over this. What about polio? How bad was that? That scared a lot of people. On Thursday, Obama took to Instagram to reassure her 40 million followers. I just wanted to check in with you all because a lot of you have been checking in on me after hearing this week's podcast. First things first, I'm doing just fine. My husband's rich. We're at the top of our game. We live in a $14 million home that will be covered over by climate change in the next few years. There's no reason to worry about me. God, I love these Hollywood types. They're in their $10 million homes with their seven servants that aren't wearing masks. Right? They have food delivered to their door. They can fly any place they want to fly. They can bring in any doctor they want to bring in. And they're telling us how they're suffering like we are. Oh, that's just rich. But that's the same delusion, right, of there's no... That's a peaceful protest in Seattle and Portland and everywhere. If these are peaceful protests, then why now those mayors begging for people to keep the peace? Stop looting. Stop rioting. How can you stop doing something that never existed, that was never done to begin with? Right? She goes on to say, since leaving the White House, Obama has pursued, well... She says that since leaving the White House, she pursued many projects, including publishing a best-selling memoir. Best-selling is easy. I'm just telling you guys. I published a book, as you all know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels the left has given me, and they can go pound sand. All right? But you look at, think about it. We were number one in several categories. Now, the book is good. No question about it. I think it's good. And is it a novel for all times? Is it going to put it on your shelf and sell in 10 years for 10,000? No. It's just long before the stuff that's happening today, I talk about in the book. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, a college graduate. This is common sense. Good old country common sense. Looking out, seeing what was happening, seeing these, everybody gets a trophy, kids, and you wonder what went sideways. You really had the guts to wonder what went sideways. Anyhow, her Spotify podcast is her latest creative venture. She's focusing on meaningful relationships and conversations. Well, Michelle, anytime you want to, you're more than welcome to call into the show. We can do a whole hour together. I don't care. Right? I mean, seriously. Her first guest was her husband. Wow, there's a surprise. Upcoming voices will include her mother, her brother, late night host Conan O'Brien, and the Obama White House advisor, Valerie Jarrett. Boy, they run in a very small, close circle, don't they? Why don't they ask Obama's brother from Kenya to come in? I mean, he's had a lot to say lately. Just saying. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we've experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly, using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week when asked about Khashoggi's comments, the country is not going back to shutdowns. Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Please answer the question.
Oh, my God. We are back. I'm looking at a great commercial for Joe Biden, against Joe Biden, I should say. And, you know, there was a reason, and it's great because she's doing the flip signs. I'm going to have to get some of them up. And she's flipping through signs and says, I'm afraid of Joe Biden. He did this. He did that. He did this. And some of you remember the, you know, they were doing all these little commercials, and they had the flip signs on there that you would flip through the different conversations, if you would. And it was great. And she's a mom of four. How are you going to say no to her? Well, they probably would anyway. But how would you say no to her? You know what I'm saying? That's not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, let me finish up with the Michelle Obama piece. Because I'm not making fun of her pseudo-depression, because I'll tell you what, you can't say I'm kind of pregnant. What do you mean kind of pregnant? You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. That's really how it boils down. Now, you know, when she looks at what's going through, this, looking at what's happening in this country, what's going, they take no, neither her or her husband take any responsibility for what happened. None. They think when they left this country, when they left the White House, that this country was a safer place. They really believe that. And it wasn't. By factual numbers, it wasn't. But it makes them feel better to believe it. I guess that's okay. You look at... that's bad. You look at what they left behind them, the wake that they left behind them. Right? When was the last time we had terrorist shootings as we had under President Obama? Just curious. I mean, what's going on right now in the streets... This is an Antifa thing. This is a hijacked BLM scenario, right? And where is it happening? You know, it's not going to happen in a city where they're going to be trounced on. Because they're cowards. They really, ultimately, they're cowards. See, they know that nothing's going to happen to them where they're at. They know that nothing's going to happen to them in the cities they've gone into. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey. Who is Joey B going to pick for VP? That is the message pounding on me. And then I love, they show him, oh my God, he really working hard at this. They're showing him out on a bike to show he's got the energy to take on Donald J. I don't mean Jack, buddy. You're still weak. All right? And on top of it, here's the crazy part. He's on a bike, riding a bike, with a mask on. Come on, how dumb can we be? We're actually following this stuff. That makes us really dumb. Makes us really dumb. All right. I've enough fun with Joey. Representative Waltz, he's an ex-Green Beret, by the way, he says that choosing Susan Rice as a VP pick could be very, very, very poor judgment. Very bad deal. He said, look, I was on the front lines with her in authority. This is not good. Now, Susan Rice is unfit to be vice president because her policy ideas can't be implemented amid the kind of threats the United States is facing around the world. Now, that's according to Michael Waltz. Really funny. The people who have never been to war, never been in these fights, are the first to tell you how to run a war. This is how that mind thinks. This is that mindset. Right? And yet, we poo-poo. We don't give any real credit to our veterans, right, that have been in the war, that now want to be in Congress or are in Congress. He said, I had to lead the search for Bo Bergdahl. Men died looking for him. He abandoned his unit. And then is he Susan Rice declaring him a hero? This is the way they think. You know why he's a hero? He's a hero because he came out as gay or transgender. That's why he's a hero. Seriously. And nothing because he got people killed looking for him. But the left sees him as a hero. Can you see the major difference between us? And here's the guy who led the search for him. He knew where he was. He knew what he was doing. Rice, rumored to be on Joe Biden's running list. She's dismissing that what she was had described as a harping from Republicans on her role in the Obama administration's response in 2012. Rice blasted Republicans for failing to summon any outrage when under Donald Trump's watch, three Americans were killed on U.S. military base in Pensacola, Florida. Okay, you want to go down the list of all the men that were killed under your buddy Oblamos? He did nothing. Absolutely nothing. We lost three. Nothing, didn't do anything. Right? To an inspired attack by Al-Qaeda. Just amazing. It appears to be the first foreign directed terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. Because the Defense Department had failed to adequately vet the Saudi military personnel who were being trained at the base. Right, Sue. See what she said there? It's the first foreign directed attack. Really? So you're sure that those other attacks that we knew they had, were they under Obama, where we had people killed in the nightclubs, in the streets, and in other places, at military bases, none of those were directed from the Middle East, right? You're sure of that. And it's funny how they pick and choose what they want to complain about. Again, I say, never complained about Oblamo. Waltz said that Rice would refuse to call a terrorist by calling them an extremist. Year after year of the cutting military's budget, she would move our foreign policy backwards, not forward. Now, he was part of it. He was there. He's not guessing. She was responsible for the worst of the Obama-Biden foreign policy, Russia on the march, China on the march. They did, you know, that's funny, too. They did nothing about these things. They blame it on everybody else, but they did nothing about these. Just crazy. At the end of the day, Rice, Biden, Obama, all of them see America as the problem. They see this great country as why we have these issues. Why these problems exist. They are sick people. I'm sorry, it is what it is. They are sick people. It will never. I will never understand why usins, why weans are letting them get away with this. I just won't understand it. Think about everything these people have done. Right? Obama. Mrs. Clinton. The Dems have gotten to the point where they'll ignore everything. I know they blame us for ignoring everything. We blame them for ignoring everything. But, I mean, let's be frankly honest about it. Just take something as simple as Portland and Seattle. Who started that? What's that all about? How can that be grassroots? Look at the equipment that they have. Help me understand. I really do want to. But they won't see it. They won't call their violence out. Have they done it yet? On Saturday, John MacArthur, welcome to the Grace Community Church peaceful protest. John MacArthur is the pastor that is pushing back hard against the governor here in California. He's the pastor of Grace. You know something? If you churches across this country, you large ones especially, if you would come together and push back on these ungodly acts of this Congress, of this, what's going on in the government, your governors and so on, you can make a change. But you won't do it. Why? Because you all say the same thing. Well, God is in control, and what he wants done will get done. And I'm going to tell you how asinine that is. Yeah, God is sovereign. Yep. You know, God can do whatever he wants to do. But the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. God set these things in motion. And you need to pay attention to what's happening. We're going to talk about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Mambo. Is there an Irish Mambo? I don't think so. Anyway, so let me get back to what I was talking about a minute ago. The, you know, a lot of you guys will send me an email later on. We talk about this, and you'll say stuff like, you know, God's will always gets done. And I'd like to challenge that thought. You know, it started off because we're talking about John MacArthur, who has now said, you know, he's going to follow the words of Christ and not the words of Caesar. In his case, that's Gavin Newsom. So, if you think that God's will always gets done, you really think it was God's will that millions of Jews died? Really? Do you really think it was God's will that, you know, millions of ultimately slaves died in ships coming over here, where they were at, and here? Do you really, World War II, World War I, you think those were all God's will? The torture and strife that went down. How about we grow up a little bit and take some responsibility for not actually stepping out on God's word? Not actually doing what he called us to do. Maybe if we did more of what he told us to do, we'd have less of these issues. I'm just guessing. I have no crystal ball that tells me. But I mean, we got to stop. It's like kids who blame stuff on dad and mom for things that go wrong in their life. If we would actually do it, stand up for it, do what God called us to do, then these probably would happen, these issues would happen less. And that's why it makes me nuts. It's like, what are we teaching? What, like with our kids, What kind of Christians have we raised? Have we raised Christians that will fight? I use that word a lot. It makes some of you crazy. I know it does. You write me. But Jesus fought. Did he not? Aren't there story after story after story in the Old Testament where God told him to take up his sword? So I'm going to go by what the Word says. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go what feels good or what I think. I'm going to go find it. I'm going to read it. I'm going to make sure I'm stepping out the right way. Do I miss it from time to time? Of course I do. Everybody does. Well, John MacArthur says, welcome to Grace Community Church's peaceful protest. That's right, because what did the governor say? Peaceful protests are allowed. They're covered under the Constitution. Well, so is meeting in church, you moron. John MacArthur, the pastor of Grace Community Church, was welcomed with cheers after he made a rather unusual announcement at the start of Sunday service. He says, I'm so happy to welcome you to Grace Community Church's peaceful protest. Everybody went wild. That was great. The congregation erupted into sustained cheers and applause. MacArthur made national news a few weeks back when he announced that Grace Community Church would be defying Governor Newsom's order. Right? A chaplain from the Los Angeles Police Department delivered the opening prayer. Well, let's arrest him. Right? That's great. If you think about it, it's great. And it's the way it should be. We shouldn't be backing up, bowing down to these people. Right? I don't think so anyway. And again, you want to be strong? Let's come out and be strong. Let's do what we're called to do. Let's make sure that we're doing the things that God called us to do. You know, a lot of you guys that even don't believe in God, you have a lot of character. You have a lot of patriotism. You have a lot of love. Right? And you don't back down. We shouldn't be backing down either. You know, I mean, you look at what's happening. All this chaos happening in Chicago. Now check this out. You got Lightfoot. Right? She's pushing back against a question about rioters being encouraged by a lack of consequences. It's true. I used to say to my kids, hey, if there's no consequences, it's not a rule. It's not a law. It doesn't mean anything. Now, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Monday, she pushed back after a reported question whether rioters and looters who caused more than $60 million in property damage in one night, right, were emboldened by the lack of consequences. The reporter directed this question to Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown. It almost sounds as though you were saying the reason we have this is the courts and the prosecutors are not doing their job. That they're going too easy on the looters from last time around. Well, I don't know. Looks that way from here. Don't take it from me. Just go about what's been done. There's been no consequences for people arrested, Brown said. Lightfoot then stepped up to the podium and accused the reporter of trying to pit city officials against the police department. No. No. Truth is truth. It doesn't matter who it comes from. Right? Don't bait us, she said. Wherever you heard that. Pelosi uses that on every interview she does. Now she's even pushing back on CNN. Asking them not to bait us. It's just amazing. This is a serious situation, Lightfoot said. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety. What we're saying is, as a result of what happened last night, there have been consequences. We got teams of people that are aggressively out trying to... They should have been out there when it started. You have trouble every single night, and now you're saying, we're going to put somebody on it? And before she got into office, there was trouble in Chicago. And now we're going to put somebody on it? She said, when we make those arrests, our expectation is that it's going to be treated with a level of seriousness that it should be. And don't try to bait us, and don't mischaracterize and pit one against the other. We're not going to play that game with you. No, you already have. You already have had all those problems. Now, earlier in the press conference, Brown suggested that the lenient treatment of people who were arrested during the summer, right after the death of George Floyd, played a big role in what happened in Chicago overnight. Oh, no question. I mean, the police are coming out and saying it. These looters, these thieves, these criminals being emboldened by the lack of consequences? Yeah, it's true. Look at, if the cops aren't around, when you start to pull the cops back and you see crime rise, in some places 200, 300, 400%, New York City 500%. I'm sorry, what's the common threat? Because it ain't Trump. Can't keep putting it on him. Well, you can. We're not buying it. A lot of people aren't buying it anymore. Brown told reporters that the shooting of the man who had opened fire in offices apparently prompted a social media post that urged people to form a car caravan and converge on the businesses. So, in other words, it's okay to break the law, and we're going to help you, and we're going to keep going. 400 officers were dispatched to the area after the department spotted the post. They made over 100 arrests. 13 officers were injured in these peaceful protests. Come on, people. This is delusion at a whole different level. Right? Look at what these people are saying are true. Look at what these people believe to be right. That these are peaceful protests. We shouldn't be getting so uptight. Right? Oh, my God. And it's happening in all those cities, not any one in particular. And this is beautiful. Now we have, in the Washington Post, we all know, another fake news source, right? The Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin, is being slammed now over an op-ed asking, do we even need the Republican Party? Well, yeah, because there wouldn't be anybody to keep you in check. The Republican Party goes away, it's like taking the parents out of the house. Are you serious? Jennifer questioned the necessity of the Republican Party. In the column, do we even need the Republican Party? Rubin made the case that President Trump has sealed the GOP's fate after years of racism and xenophobia as a minority dependent on white grievance and culture resentment. I mean, she's doing all the college speak. Has no idea what most of those mean. Right? And then again, when you look at this, I'm sorry, talking about the Democrat Party. She doesn't realize it. Yeah, plus the truth that those expected to say that there are fine people in both parties is that, aside from a few stray governors and Senator Mitt Romney, see, they hated this man before. Remember that? It shows you how fickle they are. They hated this man. When he was running for governor, running for president, he was also Hitler. Remember that? They made fun of him for the way he treated women, because, you know, that's how his people do that. He has a black granddaughter. They made fun of him for that. These people bring hypocrisy to a whole new level. If Republicans work 24/7 for the next 20 years, we couldn't reach the height of racism and hypocrisy that the Democrats do on a regular basis. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, and maybe even your unloved ones. We'll get their blood pressure up just a little bit about the show. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We are here every day. Hopefully you'll be with us. You're listening to The Real Side.